Grace, mercy, and peace of the Triune God be with you. I see dead people. Do you remember that line? Famous line from the movie The Sixth Sense. Yeah, some of them heard it at the early service, but some of them actually knew it at the early service too. So it's spoken by a young boy, remember? And he's haunted by what he sees. How often do you see them? The psychologist asks. All the time. They're everywhere. Now, for pastors, and for many who have attended church for a time, that line might not come as quite the shock that M. Night Shyamalan intended. Because let's be honest, we see dead people all the time. We don't see them walking around, but if you've been in a congregation for a few years and you look around, you can still see their faces, right? You can hear their voices and their laughter. I can still hear Dr. Yett and Bob Bryan with their loud, booming voices from over in that area as saying whatever was on their mind at the beginning of the worship service. Yeah. Family, right, who've been there with you. Friends, pewmates who are now, as we say in the church, the dearly departed. In some Christian traditions, we call this a thin place. A thin place. It's an odd term. Its origin is completely lost in the mists of time. It certainly dates long before Christianity. The first one who spoke it, I'm guessing, probably said it with a bit of an Irish brogue. On the coasts of Scotland and Ireland, there are many sites that the locals call thin places. Not because of the altitude, like it's not like the air is thin. And it's not some kind of narrowing in the geography of that place. Thin places are those passages between the worlds where travel between this world and contact with the next happen. According to an old Celtic saying, heaven and earth are only 3 feet apart. But in a thin place, the distance reduces to almost nothing. The ancients who sensed the deep spirituality of these places, they built spaces on them. Some are still marked today by circles of stone, and later Christians built churches there and monasteries and cemeteries. And people who visit those places speak about a deep awareness of being on holy ground, in a place that somehow transcends time and place, being in a kind of timeless now. Have you ever stood in a thin place? Or been aware of being in a thin place? John, who's the author of Revelation, found a thin place on the island of Patmos in a vision of heaven that kind of burst in through a dream. And John saw multitudes from every nation, from every language, where there were no borders and no walls. Can you imagine that kind of gathering? It's a vision of the life and the sustenance that God gives us. It's a kind of after party, I guess, or a kind of counter protest to all of the other narratives where everyone is shouting praise not to Caesar and not to the empire, but to God, who is the real redeemer of our souls. In a week like this one, with the convergence of so many sacred days, Dia de los Muertos and the Feast of All Souls and All Saints Day, the turning of the seasons itself provides a kind of thin place. Our days are haunted, I hope in a good way, by the memories of those who have shaped our path. Our worship and especially our communion are haunted in a good way by the knowledge that not even death can separate us from being in community that spans the ages. Because death, as Paul says, has lost its sting and and its power. Here's a little side thought as you create space today for some of your All Saints Day reflections. Think about this. The way we celebrate All Saints Day in the church is very human-centered, no? I mean, I looked for other than human saints. I found one dog saint. There ought to be more than one, right? Because some of you tell me that the way that you really experience unconditional love is with that furry creature that's at your home. Not everybody, but some of you. If I asked you, when have you experienced the holy? When have you known that you were standing in a thin place or on sacred ground? You might say it was watching the surf roll in one morning and there were no humans around at all. You might say it was watching dogs at play at a dog park. And so I don't have any idea how we do this. We'll need to think about this. But I wonder if the other than human ought to be lifted up in some way on All Saints Day. I mean, surely we should remember on All Saints Day that 50% of the species, half of the species who were on this planet with us 40 years ago are not here with us today. Think about it. Let that sink in for a minute. I mean, surely we ought to lift up the birds and the bees and, oh my goodness, especially the bees who seem to be dying at a frightening rate. We ought to lift them up into our collective imaginary on this holy day. And so I offer this to you as part of your All Saints Day reflections as you think about the saints in your life. Jan Richardson is a writer, an artist, and a United Methodist minister, and her artwork has frequently appeared in our bulletins. In fact, her painting, River of Life, you can go ahead and get it out, it's on the cover this morning. I want to share with you a little bit about Jan's work this morning because one of the defining features of this congregation, you may not be aware of it if you haven't been here for very long, but you should know that this is a congregation that's not afraid to get into the deep end of the pool, right? Are you with me on this? Yeah. You're not afraid to talk about hard things and to actually get out and do hard things. Amen? Well, this is where Jan Richardson also lives. Her poetry and her prayers are reflections of someone who is unafraid to parse her faith in relation to all of the experiences of her life, even the most harrowing experiences. Jan and her husband Gary, singer-songwriter Garrison Doyles, started dating on Halloween. I think, actually, just as I was thinking about this, I think Linda and I went out on one of our first dates around Halloween, and I took her to see one of those awful Halloween movies, and we're still married 35 years later. So they started dating on Halloween. She says that as their lives, Jan had a much more profound way of looking at this than I did. She says that as their lives drew together, there was a sense of crossing a sacred threshold, of walking together through a door of mystery, wonder, and love. Well, Gary died suddenly in 2013, and Jan faced hearing the All Saints Day bell toll at her church on that morning. When she writes, "We are assured that there is a doorway. There is a place where the worlds touch. A thin place." Jan wrote a poem in the early days of her grief, and I'll do my best to share it with you. "It is hard being wedded to the dead. They make different claims, offer comforts that do not feel comfortable at the first. They do not let you remain numb. Neither do they allow you to languish forever in your grief. They will safeguard your sorrow, but will not permit that it should become your new country, your home. They knew you first in joy, in delight. And though they will be patient when you travel by other roads, it is here that they will wait for you. Here they can best be found, where the river runs deep with gladness, the water over each stone, singing your unforgettable name. I think sometimes that worship is simply a reminder of things that we already know, but that we have forgotten in the hurly-burly of life. And so Jan Richardson reminds us that what binds us to those who have gone before us is just as strong and as powerful as what binds us to the living. And so I wonder if you would indulge me for a moment. You all are such good singers. You know this song, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." If you don't know it, it's 557 in the hymn book. Will you sing a verse with me? And will you just feel free to pick apart and to harmonize if you'd like and just follow me on it? It's 557 if you need to look up the words or if you need to find a part. I'll turn my microphone off so I don't overpower it. Oh, my friends, we do some strange things in church, don't we? I mean, we do things that we do pretty much nowhere else. We sing hymns together. Where else do you sing hymns, right? We sit and we stand and then we sit and we stand and then we wait in silence. We offer each other slivers of bread covered in a stain of juice that's not even big enough to qualify as a snack. And we say, we are fed. We are fed. We light candles. This morning, a whole lot of candles. And we pray fervently that the fire marshal is busy elsewhere this morning. And we talk about the hardest parts of our lives, the ones we miss, the ones who are no longer here, but somehow, some way, are right here with us. We hear about the saints of old, and we listen, maybe with our heads tilted like the iconic RCA dog. Because wonder of wonders, you and I are saints too. Thanks be to God. Amen.